This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Forty-six days out from the most historic election in U.S. history, perhaps world history. Soros and the globalists are activating race war destabilization programs across the country and the world. We have massive other developments, and Hillary now had a psychotic breakdown in a video link to supporters. It's all unraveling. But first, a report on Hillary.
Are you voting for your party's nominee, Governor?
I am proud of Hillary Clinton. I think she's been a very good Secretary of State, a very good senator from the state of New York. The thing I like most about her is I believe that she is steady. I believe that she is strong. I believe that she is honest. And I look forward to voting for her.
Her speeches are so short, though. They don't last long. You know, they're like 10 minutes, let's get out of here. Go back home and go to sleep.
While Hillary slept, the sleeping giant was awakening, presenting himself in a downpour in front of a hearty crowd of Trump supporters in historic Williamsburg, Virginia. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence delivered a rousing patriotic speech.
You know, it's not just weakness on the world stage. But Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are all wet on the economy, too. And the truth is, men and women, as we stand here in Virginia, we hear sunny stories all the time coming from the other side about how good things are. But the truth of the matter is, the American people know different. We're in the midst of the slowest economic recovery since the Great Depression. We're in the midst of an economy that has the lowest labor participation rate since the 1970s. And today, in this economy, there are nearly 7 million more Americans living in poverty than the day that Barack Obama became president of the United States. Hillary Clinton's solution is very simple. More of the same. More taxes. More regulation. More Obamacare. And more of the war on coal that's been stifling American jobs and the American economy.
Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine was catering to an entirely different audience.
Hola, Piolín. Soy el senador Tim Kaine, tu candidato a la vicepresidencia junto a mi amiga Hillary Clinton.
Kaine was flexing Spanish-speaking skills he had utilized back in the 1980s when Kaine traveled to Honduras to cut his teeth on the wielding of Marxist-based liberation theology. The Hill wrote, reports indicate that in Honduras, Mr. Kaine embraced an interpretation of the gospel known as liberation theology. This wasn't mainstream Catholic thought at the time. It was a radical Marxist-based ideology at odds with the Church, the Pope, and the United States, but supportive of and supported by the Soviet Union. Pence and Kaine will face off in a vice presidential debate on Tuesday, October 4th.
Do you feel bad for Mike Pence that he has to defend, like,
I mean,
because he's got to be constantly like, oh no, what do I say now? Like, what did he say now?
Yeah, no, It is part of the role. I don't find that a heavy lift at all to do the work I have to do to tell people Hillary's story.
Meanwhile, Tim Kaine, Chelsea Clinton, and Bill Clinton all fill in for a clearly sick Hillary, who managed to schedule a rally in Orlando, Florida at the last minute after being heavily criticized for her absence to the campaign trail before the big showdown between Hillary and Donald on Monday, September 26th.
3 days later, she gets up and she does another one and goes back home and goes to sleep. Oh boy, is ISIS hoping for her.
Meanwhile, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump continues to steam through Toledo, Ohio, Chester Township, Pennsylvania, and Roanoke, Virginia before the big event. A conservative leader wrote the Gateway Pundit Wednesday morning to share this news, hearing smart guys say that Hillary may cancel the debate on Monday. Hillary may be trying to run out the clock because she thinks she is ahead, or she may be exhausted and scared of another physical emergency. If Hillary manages to not cancel Monday's debate, debate, she now has a full 4 days off to set up a defense for the onslaught of questions she will have to answer to concerning her long criminal history.
I mean, many in the national media spend more time talking about what Donald Trump said in the last 30 minutes than they do talking about what the Clintons have been up to for the last 30 years, but the American people are on to them.
John Barron for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Hillary Clinton is breaking down. Video straight ahead.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Obama's legacy is going to be the rise of nationalism. Angela Merkel's legacy will be the rise of nationalism. And all these other minions of this planetary corporate takeover, that is their legacy, is reawakening the sleeping giant that is free humanity and the nation state. We certainly know that governments constituted by men always become corrupt over time and have their problems, and there's a balance between government and free individual rights, and I personally want to have the very smallest, most limited government possible. But only an incredibly moral people could be truly in an anarchy-based system, and that doesn't exist. And as we become more and more corrupt, more and more evil, more and more decadent, more and more disconnected, more and more entitled, by extension, that will manifest a bigger and bigger government to control the population. and that bigger and bigger government will become more and more corrupt itself, accelerating us into a cycle of collapse. And we are undoubtedly entering the very depths of that right now. We are entering the gates of hell. The roller coaster is going over the edge right now and getting ready to do the loop-de-loop. The up at the top just stopped. And things are about to get crazy. In fact, they're already getting crazy, obviously. Wow. Hillary Clinton, Washington Post is reporting, GrudgeReport.com has it linked centrally up on the page. Hillary Clinton is acting more and more quirky, more and more insane, more and more like she's having many seizures, bugging her eyes out and saying, using improper English, coming out and saying, why aren't I 50 points ahead? And when you look at the video of the Secret Service agent running up beside her and saying, it's okay, keep going, keep going. You see her losing reality, losing the connection with reality, and then suddenly flashing back into it. I, unfortunately, in my life, have had to deal with someone who was later diagnosed as being psychotic. And they would go into the exact same thing that I see with Hillary Clinton. And those of us that have had to be around this, and it's personal and private, and I'm not going to get into it, understand what it looks like when somebody's eyes completely go into like saucers, and they usually make this little weird smile, and you're like, uh-oh, they're gone. Somebody else is here. And let me tell you, Hillary Clinton is fluxing in and out. All of us do this when we get really angry and blow up. I mean, we're designed to do that, to be able to get upset and motivated. All of us have little psychotic breaks when, you know, you see somebody, let's say, punch your kid in the face. You're going to have a break because you're going to have the normal instincts to defend your young. But when you become, you know, truly psychopathic with massive psychoses, it's when your false world becomes basically the real world to you. And more you check out of the real world and retreat and recede into la-la land. Now, that's a lay analysis of psychotic breaks and people that are in deep psychosis, but it exists. It's real. We've all seen it. We've all experienced it in our lives. Sometimes it's mild. Sometimes someone thinks that they're God or invincible or that demons are coming after them. But more often than not, in the power elite, they become megalomaniacal and very, very angry and very, very entitled. And when someone challenges them or they're not being given what they want, they blow up and throw a big temper tantrum like a three-year-old. Just like what we're seeing in North Carolina. Joe Biggs is on his way there right now. We had hoped that this would cool down, so I didn't really talk about it a lot yesterday. It's a total George Soros operation on paper. I mean, that's admitted. I'm not just saying that. Everybody knows that. He just gave him another $500 million. To the overall destabilization of the borders. Ford Foundation has given $100 million directly to Black Lives Matter. I mean, this is the foundations that run our country trying to destabilize us. And notice that they didn't pick the poor crutcher guy shot by the lady cop in Tulsa with his car broke down, put his hands up like she said, and then she executes him. Donald Trump's come out and said the lady choked. She shouldn't be on the force. She's clearly got problems. Exact same thing I said 2 days ago and yesterday. Trump didn't get that from me. That's what's happening. That cop didn't want to kill him because he was black. That cop killed him because he was panicked and scared. And there's all this hype about how the black people are going to, you know, kill the cops because you got Soros groups pushing that narrative that she shouldn't be in that position. She can't handle the stress. She killed him. She should be charged with manslaughter. I'm sorry. Just looking at it. The guy followed the orders. His car was broke down. She killed him. And Trump has come out, we're going to play the clip later, and said he's very troubled by Oklahoma fatal police shooting and said, look, the woman clearly choked. She melted down. She couldn't handle it. And that's the type of cops we actually have out there shooting innocent people, is people choking. And I'm sorry, you asked for the hard job. It's a rough job. I try to back good police in general, but you cannot let cops get off that basically execute people through cowardice, whatever you want to call it. But notice that's not being turned into the big cause celeb. Whether it was the shooting in Ferguson or shootings in other areas or this new one in North Carolina in Charlotte, it wasn't a book in his hand. The video's out. It's on InfoWars.com. It's a gun. The cops are saying, let go of it. He won't let go of it. There's a guy with a gun in his hand, won't let go of it. They got his hand pinned down. Had to shoot him. Black cop shot him, by the way. Black guy shoots a black guy. It's white people's fault. There are white trendies out there. There's Paul Watson wrote about it. It's up on InfoWars.com. He tweeted and made the point. Black man has a gun shot by a black cop. It's white people's fault. Black protester, rioter, shoots another black protester, rioter, and it's white people's fault. No, you got a white woman shooting a black father of, what, 4 or 5 kids with no criminal record on his way back from church, I was told. His car breaks down. Cops pull up. They see a big black guy. Woman gets scared. The guy's like, okay, I'll do what you say. And she kills him. But not because she was probably racist, but because she shouldn't have that job, and she choked. And Donald Trump gets it exactly right. I said 2 days ago, she choked. I said yesterday, she can't handle it. She freaked out. I didn't use the word he used, choked. That's what's great about Trump. He gets it. He's smart. He understands what's going on. But this situation in North Carolina is like the Gaza Strip now. Army, Humvees, white people begging for their lives being beaten, white people having their apartments broken into begging, white people being targeted, white reporters being targeted by racist mobs of black Ku Klux Klan, enabled by the media and the culture. We have family members of the black guy that got shot by a black cop saying white people, I have the quote right here, Keith Lamont Scott's brother calls all white people devils. And then there's all these little sycophantic white people running around behind. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm evil. I'm evil. I have a sign. Whites are evil. I mean, I saw the signs. As long as there is white violence, we're going to continue to have these problems. Or, you know, white corruption is the cause. I mean, I saw all these signs by weirdo white people out there when it's a black cop shooting a black guy with a gun in the middle of the street. Again, this is all outside organized, outside coordinated, outside manipulated to become the urban culture. Whether you're black, white, it doesn't matter. Where you're a victim, everyone's out to get you, but the local Democratic government's your friend against their own very police because they're busy bringing the UN in under strong cities to federalize them. Doesn't matter if your unemployment has doubled. It doesn't matter if your society's falling apart. It doesn't matter if your jobs have been shipped overseas. It doesn't matter. Because we've created the perception that there's this epidemic of police going after black people to kill them. The truth is, that's not happening. The truth is, the drug laws have been written to put a predominantly large number of black people in prison. And blacks have been targeted with secret biological testing and abortion and with less funding to the schools and with allowing red light districts in their neighborhoods but nobody else's. Oh, the truth is there's a conspiracy against black Americans. You better absolutely know it's been declassified. But nobody wants to actually look at that. More and more black leaders actually are that aren't on the globalist payroll. Of the Ford Foundation and Margaret Sanger and the usual suspects who admit in their founding charters, we are being set up to become the liberals, to make black people trust us, to buy off their leaders so we can kill these weeds. Margaret Sanger quote. Look it up. It's mainstream news. Woman of the Year in Time magazine, I think 3 times. Even recently, they gave it to her like a decade ago. The woman was worshipped, I'm skipping this break, by Adolf Hitler. Was given awards by Hitler. She gave awards to Hitler. This is in the late 30s. You say literally Hitler? She's it. Oh, but let's call Donald Trump literally Hitler when there's zero connection. So I can tell you, we're going to break all this down today. We've got big guests coming up as well. Former technical director of the National Security Agency, who is portrayed in the new Snowden movie, will be joining us to give us his take on Snowden. And then we're also going to have former NSA officer and InfoWars.com reporter Wayne Madsen on the transmission while Benny's on with me, because he can ask even more expert questions. But it's really interesting to see the truth come out in that movie. It blew me away. So we're going to get into it, because I know some of the things that are in the movie actually haven't been declassified. And that's what really freaked me out. And Benny doesn't want to be SWAT teamed, as he's been SWAT teamed before for even reporting to Congress under law what he knew was going on. But it was very, very interesting to see the film, and I really want to promote it. I have no financial connection to it. I'm just very, 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 very proud of the fact that the information in it is truly powerful, and we'll get it to a general public. But again, to see Nicolas Cage playing William Benny was amazing. So that's all coming up in the second hour, and we'll also continue this discussion of what's happening in Charlotte, North Carolina, into the third and fourth hour today. Anthony Gucciardi is hosting the fourth hour. Before I go any further, though, let's just read some of the headlines, and then I'll get into Hillary's latest break with reality. Let's read some of the headlines from DrudgeReport.com. Thugs of Charlotte. White man dragged, beaten, begged for mercy. Second night of chaos, violence, appeals for calm, state of emergency. Protesters smashing apartment windows on live TV. No, they're looters, they're rioters. NASCAR Hall of Fame looted. Homeless white man kicked over. Rioters go shoe shopping for size. Stolen cash register. Attempt to throw photographer into fire. Victim's brother calls all white people devils. CNN reporter attacked. White man with guns allowed to drive away alive. And that's the point, is to drive through the rioting, just, hey, here's my gun. Which is a good message. I mean, I can't imagine. I don't care if a group of white people, black people, you're rioting, I'm with my family, you're trying to block my car in, drag me out. I mean, you're going to get aired out real quick. It's so sad, but it's really, really getting pushed, folks. Very, very sad. There's a lot of new polls out we're going to be going over. They're up on InfoWars.com and on DrudgeReport.com. Whether it's Rasmussen or the Washington Post polls or other scientific polls being conducted by the LA Times, he is 5 to 10 points ahead and surging. The wave, the Trump wave, the Americana wave, is turning into a tsunami. So we'll be looking at all of that, obviously, and talking about what will the October surprise of Hare Hillary be. By the way, Joel Gilbert is giving us the exclusive, because he's working with members of the Obama family, the cutout family from Kenya. They're not really his family, and they know that now. They are giving us the exclusive tomorrow. You will see the exclusive tomorrow with Joel Gilbert of Obama 2 decades ago, talking absolute total trash about America and saying how much he hates white people. This is dangerous. This is extremely powerful. And let me tell you, I'm crossing my fingers this even gets on air tomorrow, because it's bad. It's going to be huge. It's going to be massive news making. And I appreciate Joel Gilbert sharing this great honor, this great danger with us. But this will premiere tomorrow. Was that in the third hour? On the Friday edition, so be sure and join us for that. Okay. I'm going to put a special report together on this today, because it's so important. It needs to go mega viral. We have Hillary Clinton with the shadowy gentleman who they wouldn't say who he was, a medical doctor, Secret Service, shadowing her with the EpiPen a few weeks ago, runs up beside her and says, it's okay. Go back. Everything's okay. Keep talking. You can clearly see Hillary goes out of consciousness to it has had a psychotic break. It's classic. You can see it. Psychiatrists that have seen it, right, Dr. Pachinik, say clearly she is going into La La Land. Then her handler there tells her, it's okay, it's okay, and she flips right back into reality. Okay? And there's so many of these videos now, and she'll be on other shows, and people are asking her questions like that veteran did a few weeks ago, saying, hey, I was a Navy veteran. If I did anything you did with secret classified info, I'd be in prison. And she kind of goes from looking nice to instantly rearing forward. And General Flynn, when he introduced Donald Trump at the Congressional Medal of Honor's winner event that was endorsing Trump last week, made the point, we're going to play that in a few minutes, after we play the new Hillary clip, that this is dangerous. This is someone going in and out of reality. This is someone that has huge anger management problems and does not need to be president of the United States, and she's losing her cognitive ability. And General Flynn is one of the top generals ever in intelligence, reorganizing the military, just did wonders for special forces. I mean, he's a general's general. There are a lot of generals, and a lot of them just kind of sit around her yes-men. Flynn is as good as it gets, the guy that exposed Hillary and Obama basically running al-Qaeda and ISIS, and the soft coup against them to not back al-Qaeda and ISIS in the full takeover of the Middle East and many areas of Africa. And, of course, you heard that here 4.5 years ago. It's Cy Hirsch came on earlier this year to tip his hat and say, yes, you did basically break that, and this is all true, and it's happened. Just so, there you go. That's Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize winner, concurring with our analysis. So we're going to have the former leader of the, I mean, what we call the leader, the guy that actually ran the NSA, not the politician that sits on top of it, but the guy that headed the NSA is coming on. I mean, that's the type of guest we have, okay? I mean, this is trailblazing. And I'm not bragging. I just want listeners to know, we're not putting chopped liver out here. This is not BS. I mean, we're going to play exclusive Obama saying he hates America tomorrow and basically hates white people, okay? In fact, I don't even want to wait till tomorrow. This is so dangerous. We should probably get him on today and release it, but just whatever. I don't usually get butterflies, but the world is quickening so fast. I've got them all the time now. Okay. So we've got all this unfolding, all this happening, and you've got her collapsing and the media covering it up and only showing her beginning the seizure. And you've got all of her anger issues the Secret Service has told us about on air. And all the other points you can add to this. And now you've got the Washington Post saying Clinton asked why she isn't beating Trump by 50 points. No, the headline should be Hillary appears to lose it for a few seconds, looks completely crazy, and then doesn't use proper English. And she does this sometimes. Why aren't I 50 points ahead? Why aren't I? So we're going to play that video right now. Obviously, it's not as powerful for radio listeners. TV viewers, Infowars.com/show. You'll be able to see it, but it's posted on Infowars.com. It's posted on DrudgeReport.com from the Washington Post. Everybody needs to look at this. But by itself, it's like, okay, big deal. But you add it in context to all the other weirdness. She's deteriorating quickly. Here's the clip.
And I will fight back against so-called right to work. Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America. Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody. Nobody should be fooled. He proudly declared himself 100% right to work. He even hired a union-busting firm to break up an organizing campaign at his hotel in Las Vegas, where you are right now. And he built up his wealth by stiffing small businesses and contractors. That goes against everything we stand for as a country. My dad was a small business. I'm just a businessman. I'm just happy he never did business with Trump.
Hillary's like a different person every time she speaks now. She's clearly drugged up. She clearly looks like a puppet. When you watch the video, she's deteriorating quickly. But we're going to add it together with a bunch of other videos in the next hour and put out something that really shows you a compilation of what's happening that makes it even clearer. But right now, as we go out to break, here's General Flynn talking about how dangerous she is last week.
If there was a temperament drop for anybody who watched the Commander in Chief's town hall a week or so ago, now you saw the temperament rise up in Hillary Clinton. And you saw her when she stood up on the stage here to argue with the individual, the great, I believe the gentleman that asked the question was out of the Navy or a Navy veteran. Now, tough question. And she lost her temper. And that's something that...
That's something he goes on to say we don't need as a commander-in-chief in control during serious crises with nuclear weapons. When we come back, we're going to play the full clip for folks. And we also have other clips of her. And we're going to have the clip of the Navy veteran asking the question and more. All this and a ton of other key intel straight ahead today. And then inside the NSA, secrets that nobody else has ever revealed.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Fortune favors the bold. It's Alex Jones.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy I knew. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on.
Boy, I tell you, my head is just spinning, and sometimes I cross wires because I know Joel Gilbert's been working to release info from the Obama family in Kenya with us, and he's got some other stuff he's releasing tomorrow. Then I've got Paul working with others and people connected to the family with other video we have that we're going to be putting out soon. as soon as we're authorized to, Obama talking about how bad white people are and how much he hates America, basically. So all of those are going on. Gilbert's on a similar subject, but in another area tomorrow, and he has released information from the family before. So that's how I was mixing those two together, because the two articles came out basically together. So that's how much intel's pouring in here. It really becomes dizzying. Dizzying is a word for it. I mean, look at this. This has got no attention, and I've got hundreds of articles. This is insane. Julian Assange says he'll turn himself in if Obama pardons Chelsea Manning, because Chelsea Manning was one of the main people that gave him these documents. WikiLeaks tweets offers one day before a Swedish appeals court upholds warrant for Assange arrest. Then we've got this bizarreness we're going to play later. It's up on Infowars.com. Bizarre message plays on hacked radio station. Trump will go 26th. A Paul Watson article. So that's just some of the news on that front. The article that I was mixing together with Gilbert's info is leaked video shows Obama railing against white people during Kenya trip. So, again, that's coming soon. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Then, of course, we've got the whole situation in North Carolina and Charlotte. We've got an article that's very important. Media prepares for Hillary defeat. Now mainstream media is saying, hey, we better actually get ready to deal with this. The left is reportedly, even Politico reporting, panicking and saying, what's wrong with Hillary? Where is she? Now she's not doing any public events. She's not talking to press. She will basically show up and talk to people via satellite or Skype. And even then, she seems wooden. She seems angry. She seems robotic. And her eyes look completely insane. And we've always seen different Hillarys, but this is getting downright weird. Downright bizarre. Speaking of downright bizarre, Obama set to veto 9/11 victims' bid to sue the Saudis. 15 of the 19 hijackers came from there. We now know, and I knew back at the time, and had guests on like Mr. Springman, who headed up the embassy visa section, that they were ordered to let them in, saying, quote, they work for the CIA, even though they were listed as terrorists in the watch list. We're told they have all this new NSA spying, but then even when they're on the terror watch list, they're told, go ahead and let them in, just like the reported attacker in New York and New Jersey that wasn't a bomber, wasn't a terrorist, but now admittedly was working for ISIS, told his father he was going to attack. He told the FBI nothing was done. We have all the spying, and every time it's used to make sure the bad guys go free. It's used to make sure that, oh, we've discovered FBI agents, this is the Justice Department, 3 years ago, are investigating the San Bernardino shooters, who would later become the shooters. Let's put a criminal investigation on them for civil rights violations. The FBI was on the very people and was ordered to stand down. Think about that. Now, think about that. French news agency. President Barack Obama is poised to veto legislation exposing Saudi Arabia to court action over the 9/11 attacks, stepping in to defend legal precedent and an awkward ally, but inviting election time problems. White House officials say Obama will reject the Justice Against Sponsors of Terrorism Act by a Friday veto deadline after a little over a week of deliberation. And, of course, what's in the 28 pages? That the Saudi royal house, that the king of Saudi Arabia was authorizing the 9/11 hijackers and the attack. And people say, well, there's a lot more to it than that, Alex. I know that. But if you can prove that the government stood down and the FBI was ordered to stand down before and after the attacks, and that NORAD was physically ordered to stand down, which we have from the former head of transportation, Norman Panetta, in 5 different interviews. We've interviewed him. Our reporters on the street got a quick phone. He said, no, I was there with Dick Cheney. Those are stand down. That is sensational. The plane's 50 miles out. It's 30 miles out. It's 20 miles out. It's 10 miles out. Does the order still stand, sir? Of course the order still stands. You hear anything else? So both parties at the top have committed this massive crime. They thought the corruption would be so big that it would bind them all together. It's called the cement of blood. That's a Nazi term. That once they committed crimes together, that's known in criminology, that's known in gangs, that's known in warfare, that they would then stick together because they're all guilty. And so once the upper echelon of the government was involved in the cover-up, even after the fact, they could now be held accountable. And the word was, even major university professors came out and said, okay, yeah, it was a staged event, but we can't bring this out or it'll bring down the entire government and the whole system. And the greater good is let the cover-up continue. No, the greater good is let it all come down. Obviously, it's bigger than the Saudis. We know that. I'm the expert on 9/11, folks. I've interviewed hundreds of them. I brought it out 2 months before 9/11 happened. I said they're going to blow up the World Trade Centers, blame it on their asset, Bin Laden, who will be involved, but he'll take the fall. On and on and on. We told you the whole nine yards, okay? And when I say I am the world expert, when I say I am the founder of 9/11 Truth, it's a fact. It's undisputed. I'm not bragging. But I don't need a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys here in 2016 to tell me I'm covering up 9/11. I'm exposing it. But I'm not going to let the globalist blame the whole United States government or other governments for it when it was a criminal, multinational, corporate combine invading our government, using our system at key juncture points, and flipping off key intelligence switches so the attacks could take place. I'm going after the traitors, the moles, the infiltrator. I'm not an idiot who lets the globalists stage this stuff, blame America worldwide, which they've let 9/11 Truth get out and do, but only to blame the U.S. and then turn around and bring a police state in on the heels of the terror threat. And again, you're like, oh, I've heard this before. Yeah, it's happening with the 5 million invaders called refugees in Europe right now. It's happening with the million plus. Believe me, it's a million plus. They're everywhere. It's tens of thousands in the public schools in Austin in the last 2 years alone. I mean, it's amazing. I've lived here since high school. My grandmother's from here. It's like I live in the Middle East now. So just like in Europe, they'd say it was 100,000 when it was a million. When it was a million, it was 5 million. Same metric, same system, same operation. And so global crime syndicates are orchestrating terror, protecting terror networks to then set up the police state, which they believe they will control when they totally overthrow our governments. They haven't totally overthrown European governments yet. The EU is trying. They haven't totally overthrown the U.S. government. They're trying. Now they stage a civil war. Now they stir up racial division. Now they have the very same people that funded the Arab Spring, the Wahhabist Sunni Spring. George Soros, billions in State Department money, billions in Soros money, billions to destabilize Ukraine, $5 billion. He bragged about it on TV, CNN. Samantha Powers bragged about it at a State Department briefing. UN briefing. Joint briefing. This is not my opinion. They think you're so politically illiterate, so geopolitically blind, so culturally dim, which I know you're not. Especially the people that listen to the show. That's why military and governments listen. Where else do you hear real, frank discussions about the real world? You've got the unwashed, stupid, fake intellectual liberals that are into, you know, having socks that don't match. You know, that shows how smart they are and criticizing free speech. Let them sit over there in their squalor. They're victims of this wicked culture. Feel sorry for them, but move on from them. Don't worry about what they say or what they do or how they misrepresent. And so we have Obama protecting the Saudi royal house along with the Republican leadership. And you've got the Bushes knee-deep in 9/11 and the Saudis, along with the Clintons, defending Hillary and saying, we want Hillary in power, we're going to vote for Hillary, because they want her to continue a rearguard action of their crimes. They need her to stay in power to cover for all of them. And that's how they've got the Republican and Democratic parties at the top merged together. And speaking of Hillary and her derangement, here's the larger clip of General Flynn last Friday, introducing Donald Trump, bringing up the fact that Hillary looks like she's unstable and has serious problems. Here he is.
If there was a temperament problem for anybody who watched the Commander-in-Chief's town hall a week or so ago, now you saw the temperament rise up in Hillary Clinton, and you saw her when she stood up on the stage there to argue with the individual, the great, I believe the gentleman that asked the question was out of the Navy or a Navy veteran. Now, tough question. And she lost her temper. And that's something that I think we have to pay very close attention to. We cannot have that kind of judgment in the White House.
Then he introduces Trump. Now, we need to take that clip and edit it together with the Democratic Party ads implying that Obama, you know, is this wonderful savior. Hillary's the savior of stability, but that Trump's going to cause a nuclear war. But basically just reverse it and show the mushroom cloud going off with Hillary's eyes pointing different directions before she went off the campaign trail this week, with Hillary falling down, with Hillary blacking out, with Hillary wobbleheading, with Hillary, I came, I saw, he died, with Secret Service agents coming on this show, former Secret Service agents, and saying Hillary would knock Bill upside the head with a marble ashtray. Hillary would scream and yell at everybody and wouldn't give tips to people, and you couldn't look her in the eyes. I mean, she was a monster 20 years ago on a hussy power trip. In there, you know, getting more tail than Bill Clinton, in his own words. She was in there, you know, just in a man's world dominating. I'll give it to her that. But now the old brain, the old blood vessels, the old brain tumor caught up with her. And they're so arrogant, they hope this corpse, this political corpse, can coast across the line to home base. Which shows how reckless these people are. I'm going to get into the situation next that's taking place in North Carolina, and our reporter is flying out as we speak to cover it tonight, Joe Biggs. Pray for him. But before I go any further, we've extended it because it was so popular, and a lot of people asked us to extend it, so we are extending it. Super male and super female vitality. We've got all these estrogen mimickers and toxins in the food and the water, and we've got all of our hormones basically being suppressed. I don't know how all the ancient science works, but these are the known organic concentrated herbs, cold-pressed. You don't find that anywhere else. Some people claim cold-pressed, but they're doing it with dry herbs that they make wet again and then cold-pressed. No, this is fresh herbs, then cold-pressed. That's why it's so amazing. It's 20% off, and your purchase makes the broadcast possible. I want to thank you for your support. You've heard the rave reviews, and you can read more of the reviews, five-star reviews at Power Reviews and other respected sites that we link to. Dr. P in Connecticut says 43, five-star rating, but feeling 21, seemingly impossible results in minimal time, working 80, 90 hours a week, I was beginning to feel run down. 2 weeks after taking Super Male Vitality, and I feel the energy and enthusiasm that I have when I was 21. Yeah, Shane Steiner has great genetics, you know, went to high school with him, but then he just still working out at like, you know, 38 or so when I started hanging out with him again, you know, ran back into him at his family's steakhouse and saw him and started hanging out again since high school. Because he'd left for, you know, over a decade. His country music career was very successful, but he got out of it for family reasons. I'm going into a little diatribe about my high school friend. And he just said, oh, you supplements? Oh, yeah, look, Alex, you're out of shape. What do you know? I said, hey, I'm just trying to get back in shape. I'm launching these. They work great. Take some. He made fun of me, came back a month later, and said, I want a whole case for my family, and bought it. And his dad's a big sports enthusiast, world champion bull rider, stuff like that. They all went crazy over it. And that's because they take a lot of supplements, and this really blew them away. And, you know, here I am overweight, out of shape. Like, you got supplements, Alex? Is this a joke? You know, and he wasn't being mean to me. He's just like, you know, I've not been working out as hard as I should. I just don't feel like I'm into it anymore. And he came back and he said, it's the libido. This stuff is incredible. Anthony Gagliardi was there in the warehouse when he was making fun of me 3 years ago. Making fun of me. And now Shane is just in the most insane shape at 43 years of age. And he all puts it to Super Male Vitality. Just the mental thing it clicked for him to want to work out longer and harder. And the libido you feel right away in my experience and many others. Lauren, a five-star review. I love it. Got this because my friend raved about it. I love the energy and the focus it gives. I was a bit of a skeptic, but I am a true believer. It's a great part of my day. Absolutely. And there are other enhancement supplements out there that do a pretty good job, but they all make you feel weird or too aggressive or break out, and this just hasn't done it. But try it for yourself. Consult your healthcare provider because it is a very, very serious supplement. Go see the five-star reviews. There are 1,471 of them. It's got a 4.5-star review by Power Reviews and Review Snapshots. There's a bunch of other ones. Just go check it out for yourself. Unprecedented. Unprecedented. I want to thank you for your support. Anthroplex is dry herbs, but it's organic. And, quite frankly, is a higher dose of some of the same stuff. Doesn't have everything Supermel does. Has some things it doesn't. I don't want to say it's a poor man's, but it's half as much because it costs a lot less to make because it's dry herb. Still excellent. Still as fresh as we can get them. Not sitting in a warehouse for a year, I can tell you that. So it's fresh, dry herb, which is what everything we sell should be because then you can source it and actually get it. It's hard to get organic dry herb that was just recently dried and fresh. That's hard enough and then have it pass all the tests. That's another issue is we try to have everything be California standard, which almost nobody can pass. Most of our products, I think 90-something% do. A few of them, sometimes a test comes back and something doesn't quite pass California, so we just put a insert with it when it goes to you that it doesn't pass California. And then when the next batch comes in and it does, then we don't have to put the insert in. But it's just a lot of hoops to jump through. This is serious stuff, and it supports the broadcast. Secret 12 is the strongest organic form of methylcobalamin that Dr. Hooper could come up with. Again, the supplement Nazi sites, and I don't mean literal Nazis, I mean Seinfeld style, the folks that really know what they're doing, the people that are obsessed with quality, give us the highest reviews out there. You can sign up for AutoShip and get 10% off additionally. Sign up again for AutoShip and get an additional 10% off. And we also have a lot of free shipping deals out there, like $50 or more, you get free shipping. I hardly ever seem to remember to plug that. There's just a lot of specials. 50% off on Make America Free Again, Made in America hats and other apparel. Those are about to sell out, so that's about to end. And your purchase makes the broadcast possible. And the new free InfoWars Live app with the audio, the video feed, special reports, and more has been number 30 overall on Apple alone and was the fifth most searched app yesterday. No, fourth most searched. And it also has a 5-star review, not just on Apple, but on the Droid systems as well.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Reality check. Rampant hacking. Identity theft. Mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I wish a buck was still silver.
It was back
when the country was strong.
Back before Elvis.
Back before Elvis and before Vietnam War came along.
Well, Loretta Lynch, when you see her up on TV,
before the Beatles,
it's so bizarre, it's so weird to see the Attorney General that openly meets illegally with Bill Clinton on a plane a week before the FBI director that works for her comes out and no bills, things that are admittedly crimes, to see her up there stirring up more trouble about the police shootings, which they're using to bring in UN control, global control. She's on TV right now giving a press conference. We can put her up on screen. And she's acting like, as I was watching the ticker at the bottom, I was watching the closed captioning during the break, blaming the police when, if you look at what happened in Charlotte, North Carolina, a black cop shot a black man who had a gun in his hand, there's video of it, with it out on the concrete, saying, put the gun down. And he wouldn't turn loose of the gun. Cops are pointing guns at you, and you've got a gun in your hand, and they say, drop the gun. You know what you do? You drop the gun. And then now there's all this rioting, all this racist attacks on white people. And even watching Fox News, they're like, is it racist? Are they protesters or are they looters? There's protesters, but there's a bunch of looters out there. And all these videos I've got of white people being attacked and being targeted, it doesn't make me go out and hate black people. It makes me hate George Soros and the globalists that for the last 8 years have been hyping this 24/7. And then we even get their emails that have come out in the last month from WikiLeaks and DC leaks with Soros coordinating the Muslims, the right-wingers overthrowing Ukraine. He'll use any group he can. Ukraine, 3 years ago, started as an anti-police riot funded by George Soros. I mean, this guy really wants to overthrow the country. And, of course, once it's overthrown, the black people will be blamed for what happened. Soros will ride off into the sunset. And I guess he's done it in so many other countries, he thinks he can get away with it here. Meanwhile, Donald Trump comes out, the media gives him almost no credit and says the killing of Mr. Crutcher in Tulsa is very, very troubling, and the woman chokes and kills him when he's doing everything he's told. She needs to be fired, she needs to be charged with manslaughter. And because the police have to go after bad cops, even if she choked and didn't mean to kill him, don't make up a story. You got to get in trouble, lady. You got to get in trouble. You choked and killed a father of, 4 or 5 kids, no criminal record. You killed a good guy whose car was broken down. And most cops are great. I don't know how they do it, but, man, I've had the same type of crazy cops. You know, in my life, just be all jacked up and suddenly screaming at you, pointing a gun at you, and, you know, it's like, what's your problem? And usually they're looking for somebody or something else is going on. But the point is they're all fueled up on adrenaline, and then you think to yourself, well, how many times have I done dumb stuff when I'm fueled up on adrenaline? I mean, I get it. That's why I don't want that job. But you can't just go around and just execute somebody and then make up some story. Now, we'll see if more info comes out, but let's go out to break, because I got a bunch of these clips. Let's go out to break with this clip. This is the Keith Lamont, Scott's brother, calls all white people devils. And so then it's okay to just randomly beat up white people that are even out there part of your cause. This is crazy. Here's the clip.
I know, guys. Is there anything we should know?
No. We just know that all white people are f***ing devils.
And make sure you hear that one.
Hear that.
Don't take that.
All white cops are f***ing devils and white people.
And then a black cop reportedly shot his brother. I mean, I don't get this. And we got more of these clips. Black thugs beat white man in Charlotte. Let's fade down the music and go out to break with this. Here's the little pathetic white guy begging. Here it is.
Oh!
question, I'm telling you. We'll be right back with the second hour. Stay with us.